In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thursday, the 20th of July, 2017. Glad, as always, to have you along. As the Senate keeps on trying to figure out what it is going to do about that subject, that for today, anyway, on this broadcast shall not be named, it is helpful to remember that there are other big economic policy issues to deal with. House Speaker Paul Ryan was in Lawrence, Massachusetts today talking tax reform. The White House says it's held, quote, hundreds of listening sessions on taxes. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Gary Cohn of the National Economic Council have been meeting behind closed doors with CEOs and tax policy experts. But as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, reaching consensus on the size and shape of tax reform, much like healthcare, is proving difficult as well.
With efforts to reshape healthcare looking more doubtful by the day, Republican leadership needs a win on tax reform big time. To get one, the GOP will need the support of groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which has been meeting with the administration to discuss priorities.
It gives us a chance to give input into what we want to see or what we need and the American business community needs from pro-growth tax reform.
Caroline Harris is vice president of tax policy for the chamber.
Let's learn from the healthcare process and avoid some of those pitfalls so we can get this over the finish line.
Harris says that includes being open to compromise if necessary, but others feel taxes will be an easier lift than healthcare. Grover Norquist is an anti-tax activist and president of Americans for Tax Reform.
There's no natural opposition to a tax cut. There's no specific lobby with its claws into a congressman screaming, don't cut taxes.
But others claim the same all-or-nothing attitude that scuttled healthcare is now showing up with taxes. Essentially, the GOP wants everything with tax reform, deep cuts, revenue neutral, the whole shebang. Laura Blessing is with the Government Affairs Institute at Georgetown.
They're not trying for the easier lift.
There may be some fallback options, but we don't know yet because Republicans still haven't released their tax overhaul blueprint. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.